Chapter 3. The Antique Shop.
Mrs. Marshall, I called. I was standing on a flower pot in our back garden, looking over the fence. On the other side of the fence, Mrs. Marshall was digging in a flower bed. She looked up, but kept digging. I grinned at her. I found something, I said. I told her about the table box. I also told her that Emma and I were going to the antique shop after school the next day. I moved my feet on the flower pot. If we have the address on the letter, it could help. Do you think you could get it for us? I asked. Mrs. Marshall stopped digging and stood up. Danny, you know that we only keep 20% of the mail that comes through the dead letter office. And in the end, only half of that gets delivered. That's usually because there's a clue inside the letter. There's only a very small chance that you will find out who owns this key. You and your friend are wasting your time. A small chance is better than no chance, Mrs. Marshall. I grinned at her again and waited, hanging onto the fence. Well, all right, if I can't stop you, she said. Oh, thanks, Mrs. Marshall. That's wonderful, I said. Then I fell off the flower pot. Danny, are you okay? Yes, Mrs. Marshall. Thanks, Mrs. Marshall. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Okay, Danny. Good night. Good night, Mrs. Marshall, I called, and ran inside for dinner. That night, I lay on my back in bed and thought about the day.